It's Thursday, news listeners, and time for your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 2nd of March, 2023. We've got the best in tech that happened over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Starting off with Tesla news and the Investor Day event and Elon's vision. The event held at Austin, Texas Gigafactory, and Musk at the helm calling it Master Plan Part 3. Now, the reason why it's called Master Plan Part 3 is because, well, we did this in 2006 and 2016. Now, one of the visions that Elon Musk is seeing, sustainable energy by 2050. Quoting Elon, you could support a civilization much bigger than Earth and much more than 8 billion humans. Going on to say he's shocked and surprised how few people actually realize this. Now, we all know how Elon can get, you know, caught up in the moment. However, though, a detailed white paper with calculations and assumptions, yeah, that's supposed to be coming on out pretty soon. What we did learn a little bit about the Sustainable Energy Master Plan, a 240 terawatt hours of energy storage and 30 terawatt hours of renewable power generation, with apparently an estimated cost of just $10 trillion. Yeah, hang on, let me see how much change I got. Now, I'm sure you're sitting there thinking, okay, this is the Tesla Master Plan event, right? Where's Tesla? Nowhere to be found, really. There was no new vehicles unveiled at the event, saying that that event would happen at a later date. That date, who knows? Hey, speaking of energy and battery life, Chrome's new browser for Macs, yeah, getting a little bit more juice out of there. Google has announced a lot of changes to its Chrome web browser that can actually boost battery life on MacBooks, particularly with tests being conducted on the MacBook Pro 13 with the M2 chip. While tests are showing, using the Chrome browser, about 17 hours of web browsing and even 18 hours of video playback via YouTube. However, though, you can't really compare apples to apples here. In fact, there's nothing to really compare at all, because Google didn't provide any figures for the device's battery life prior to the update. So a little smoke and mirrors here, possibly. The folks over at The Verge, though, did their own little bit of testing, and they actually managed to drain the battery of the same MacBook in 16 hours and 30 minutes. Of course, I guess you gotta take into account weather conditions, controlled environments, yada, yada, yada. All in all, I guess it's in the same degree of error. The best thing you can do, try it out for yourself. But I'm sure your mileage will also vary. Looks like Qualcomm and Apple still gonna be little love bugs for a little while longer. We all know the recent iPhone 14s, yeah, they use Qualcomm modems, and it looks like it's gonna be that way also for the 15. At least according to Qualcomm's CEO. His own quote saying they expect Apple to use its own modems and iPhones all the way up to 2024. This all comes on the heels of Apple saying they're going to move to an in-house 5G modem pretty soon, particularly for the 2024 iPhones. Qualcomm, on the other hand, saying, nah. This all went down in a CNBC interview with Cristiano Amon at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. Now, Amon did not really confirm whether Apple would pay Qualcomm QTL licenses, but said royalties was independent from providing a chip. That's probably just something to make investors a little happier, as a revocation of its license would actually result in a financial hit to Qualcomm. And finally, you kids out there spending too much time on TikTok. Well, we're going to limit you to an hour now, if you're under 18. Oh, and if you don't turn it off. Yes, there is now settings for kids under the age of 18 for TikTok to limit that screen time to just 1 hour. Now, this decision was actually reached from TikTok from research done at the Digital Wellness Lab at Boston Children's Hospital. Apparently, anything beyond 60 minutes may not be very good. In fact, users between the ages of 13 and 18, once they reach that 1 hour time limit, they'll be prompted to enter a self-set passcode to unlock a little extra time. However, though, for those under the age of 13, a parent or guardian must set the actual passcode. However, though, yes, there's always a workaround. It's called not turning it on. Meaning, yes, we know how just tech-savvy kids are these days above their parents. They'll probably have no problem getting around this. You got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. We'd love your support for the news show, too, if you love this podcast. Head to patreon.com/BTN News. And whatever you can give, be it $1, $5, $10, every little bit helps keep this podcast alive. And plus, as a Patreon supporter, you get exclusive access to the weekend edition of the news show. The British Tech Network, yep, that is the home of the news show, and you can find us and the Mac Show and the Big Show over there at britishtechnetwork.com. You can also follow BTN on the socials, Twitter at British Tech, on Facebook at British Tech Network, and the Slack room with the BTN community at britishtech.slack.com. The news show back for your Friday edition. Yeah! I can't wait for it either. And we will get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a great Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting The News Show.